The best gift you can give yourself this holiday season is the gift of time. Find that gift and all the best gifts through the Amazon link on FatGuyRadioShow.com. You'll find time and you'll find money. Amazon prices are often the best prices. You'll save gas because you can shop Amazon at home. It doesn't get any more convenient. And get all your shipping free with the membership with Amazon Prime. There's a button for that on our Amazon page as well, because clicking the Amazon and Prime link on FatGuyRadioShow.com is the best gift you can give this show. Thank you for supporting this and all the free shows on the BDB Radio Network. This is your boy, Corey Blaze, and I want to thank you for subscribing, downloading, and sharing Fat Guy Radio Show. Without your continued support, we wouldn't be able to bring you this free show. So on behalf of all of us here at Fat Guy Radio Show, I say thank you. And now, here's an all-new show. Quick, go gather the kids. Now, where the hell is that chipmunk?
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
All right, quiet, everybody. Our director will be here any minute and we'll start rehearsal.
Director? What director?
Charlie Brown!
Oh no, we're doomed!
This will be the worst Christmas play ever.
All right now, we're going to do this play and we're going to do it right. Lucy, get those costumes and scripts and pass them out. Now the script girl will be handing out your parts.
You're the innkeeper's wife.
Do innkeepers' wives have naturally curly hair?
Pigpen, you're the innkeeper.
In spite of my outward appearance, I shall try to run a neat inn.
Shermie, you're a shepherd.
Every Christmas it's the same. I always end up playing a shepherd.
Snoopy, you'll have to be all the animals in our play. Can you be a sheep? How about a cow? How about a penguin? Yes, he's even a good penguin.
Ugh, I've been kissed by a dog! I have dog germs! Get hot water! Get some disinfectant! Get some iodine!
It's Fat Guy Radio Show. From the BDB Production Studios in Glendale, AZ, a suburb of the Valley of the Sun, it's Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze. And now, here's Corey.
DJ still playing the
tambourine.
The tambourine. You know what they say about the tambourine players in the choir, you know?
Well, it's not a lie.
Oh! Oh! Jimmy Philippians, here it comes! Oh! What is happening right now, everybody? And the answer to that question is that it's Christmas, December 20th, 2014. Yeah, we were rocking out for the Ustream feed for everybody there. Thank you so much for joining us live from Studio G, trying to get DT under the mistletoe.
What?
Thank you for joining us for another Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram is where you can find your merry, 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 gay old radio friends. Interact with the show. Give us a like and a follow. Also, spread the word. If you haven't gotten your Christmas shopping done, you're probably thinking you're screwed, booed, and tattooed. Not in the case, my friend. Not in this case. Amazon, through our site, has got you covered. Order gifts right now, even up to the last minute if you want. And now, I'm really going to share the good old holiday spirit with you. Have a last minute guest arrive for Christmas? It happens to the best of us. Through our webpage, in under 5 minutes, you can print an Amazon gift card right there on the spot. Give it to them. Boom, bam. Christmas is saved.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Amazon won't leave you hanging for Christmas. And now, Here's Philippius with his holiday pick of the week.
My gift pick of the week fire.
What happened?
Nah, you were just loud.
Oh.
Is a Fire HD Kids Edition tablet. This Fire HD 6 or 7 inch 8 gigabyte tablet comes with a free year of Amazon.
A free year?
A free year?
Free time unlimited, a 2-year worry free. You know what that means?
Some people say worry, but okay.
Worry. Going out
free
to the
guarantee.
Worry.
It's going out in a ball of flame. It got too good for it. We got happy.
A kid proof protective case and offers parental controls. It's a real tablet. Real. It's not fake. D2.
Stick to the script, a-hole.
Everything kids love. Everything parents want. The perfect kid gift for 2014. What's wrong?
Selling water. It's wet.
Get the Fire HD Kids Edition tablet today on Amazon through FatGuyRadioShow.com.
You talked your ass through the whole Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
This has been Philippus' holiday gift pick of the week. Back to you, you're too fat to fly, Santa boy.
We milked it for all it's worth. We got the last dropout on that Amazon read. And DT may or may not have already titled the show. Water, it's wet.
He said,
what about soda?
He said, it's real.
It's real.
Not fake, it's DJ. Not. It's real.
Like you were assuming that it's a fake tablet.
Is it fake?
It's fake.
Hey, you know what? No. That segues us right into what I wanted to talk about at the beginning of the show anyways.
Yes, I got to say one last thing. Do all your holiday shopping at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. Tell a friend. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. The best takeaway. We power this free show. It's real.
It's real.
It is real.
Water, it's wet.
That's like, okay, so.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys caught this, but.
No, okay. Nobody caught
so
it.
So last week when we went after the show, we went to that Chick-fil-A.
Yes, we did.
Chick-fil-A.
Now, a lot happened after last week's
now,
show.
Now, listeners, I don't know if you know what Chick-fil-A is, but they serve nothing but chicken sandwiches. All right? It is the Hall of Chicken Sandwiches.
The Hall of Chicken Sandwiches. You walk in there, you cluck.
Exactly. That's what happens.
Man, you guys make this feel like a Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
My Ustream camera's messed up. Finish it again. Damn it.
Okay, so we get in there. I don't know if you guys heard this guy. While we were waiting in line for our food to actually get made and get our delivery.
Yes.
I saw
of the food.
Yeah. I saw this elderly gentleman walk in. And you know, the cashiers always greet the customers the same way. Oh, how you doing? What can I get for you?
Yeah, that's because they want to make sure you know that they know you're there so that you don't steal nothing.
Exactly.
Bingo.
Well, like a cup.
Oops, sorry.
This guy says, and I kid you not, with the straightest face I've ever seen.
Uh-huh.
I'm here for chicken. Do you guys serve chicken?
Wow.
Nah.
I was there, but I didn't catch that.
Neither did I.
Yeah. I didn't catch the guy that said the chicken, do you serve chicken? I would have looked at him and I said, no, sir, you want two doors down. And I would have pointed him to the vegetarian restaurant that was in the mall.
Right? I'm like, bro, do you not know this is Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A. They fill-a your chicken.
They fill-a your chicken.
They fill-a your chick.
Chicken.
You know what a chicken is, right, Philippius?
Yes.
Of course you do. You have them in your backyard.
He's got them in his bag. You guys got to realize there is no fighting in here. I do not want both of you just walking around the studio talking bad stuff about each other because it's the Christmas holiday. You can both kiss my ass.
The most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah, I love that bit. That bit never gets old, does it?
Never get old.
No,
except for when you keep doing it over and over again, and then I'm like, bro, can you stop with the touching of the button? Like, I just want to just go home and sleep, because it's that time.
The most wonderful time of the year.
You know, I'm not going to stand for all of this at the beginning of the show. All I want at the top of the show is to come on, be funny, no clothes on D-Tay, so we can all get...
It's the most.
I almost said something. I almost slipped. I almost slipped. Oh, yeah.
So we all can get fondled.
Yes, fondled. Yes. Fondue pots is what PG. We want under our...
So and this week's gift pick of the week is a fondue pot. It's a pot. Bolivia, it's a pot.
It's a pot, right?
It's a pot,
what
Bolivia.
Kind of pot is
it's
it?
It's a real pot.
It's a fondue type
is
of pot.
Is it a pot you can smoke?
Can you please be a professional? Like, I come in here, and all you do is talk and talk about smoking. Is that all you do in your free time, Flip? Huh?
It's the most wonderful time.
No, I don't just smoke. I eat, too.
I knew that was gonna happen.
Winter's the most wonderful time of the year.
He can't do it.
No, I don't just smoke pot. I eat too. Oh man.
Okay, so we're playing with the sound pad. Let's do this now. Let's play it. Let's start our Christmas show. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy Hanukkah to all our Jewish friends out there.
Kwanzaa.
Oh, and Kwanzaa, and what else is coming up? Ramadan for our Muslim friends is out there.
No. That's like sometimes like July, August.
No, Ramadan is after Christmas.
No, it's July, August. It's at the end of their year.
Duke, I'm telling you, Ramadan is after Christmas.
I used to practice Ramadan all the time. It's usually during the summer months.
No, there's no way because Ramadan is at Christmas.
Actually, I'll rephrase that. It's not always during the summer months. It's actually there's a time limit. It's at the end of their year, and their year is like a rotating year. And this year it was around August, September because I did it.
You're telling me that Ramadan is not at the end of in December.
Nope, not all the time.
Has it at any point been at the end of December?
It could have been, but not all the time.
Well, happy whatever the hell you celebrate. I don't give
happy
a damn.
Happy Armadillo Day.
Happy Left Foot Day.
Happy 6 o'clock in the sock day.
Happy Bodies on the Floor Day.
Speaking of that.
No, hold on.
Happy Eggplant Friday.
Yeah. Happy Change the Batteries in Your Smoke Detector Day.
Happy I Have a Booger in My Nose Day.
Happy Everybody Just Needs to Celebrate One Freaking Holiday so we can stop clowning up our entire calendar. Just everybody just say Merry Effing Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
That'll solve it all, right?
Yes.
That's what I say. All right, let's start the show with a little bit, even though the show has already started. Can we play a little, you know, remember that old song, D-Tay, Name That Tune?
Yes, yeah. I do remember that.
And they would play they would play a music clip, a little short music clip, and then you would have to name that tune and you would guess.
Yes.
I have an audio clip here. I want you both to listen to it and tell me if you can figure out the name of the song, not only the name of the song, but also who's singing the song.
Okay. Mm.
All right?
All right.
The name of the song and who's singing the song.
Okay, so that
the song. I know the song.
The song is "Let the Bodies Hit the Floor."
Okay, do you know who's singing?
Is that a little fella?
No, it's not a little fella.
That's Muffin Corey. Button.
Here it is again from the beginning.
That Honey Boo Boo?
No, it's not Honey Boo Boo.
Is this a famous person?
Listen to it a little bit more.
Let the body hit the floor. Let the body hit the floor.
Sounds like a parrot.
Philippians with the win. It's a parrot.
That's a parrot singing at the bottom.
That's a parrot
let the
hitting.
Bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
If you listen to the beginning of it, he's even whispering that. Listen to the parrot again.
What the parrot?
because even whispers that. Now our compressor is making it sound all even, but this is a song that Parrot is singing. This was a YouTube video. This guy snuck. Even the growl, the parrot's got the little growl in there.
Yeah.
Dude snuck and filmed his parrot. Just left the camera set up, and the parrot sings it. So clearly this guy is playing the song a lot in his house. And he captured his parrot singing the song. It's like a 2.5 minute YouTube clip.
Nice.
Wow. And I heard it on another show, Big O and Dukes, and I'm like, how in the hell did this slip by us? Now, parrots have been known to imitate sounds.
Yes. Yeah.
But this was just way too dead on of a video. It's amazing. We'll have it up on our Facebook page because it is the coolest thing. Now, if you're sleeping in the middle of the night and your parrot's downstairs entertaining themselves, and this is what you hear, this right here.
Wow.
What would you do if you woke up the... Who parrot can growl like that? What is that, the Deadpool guy, that Drowning Pool or whatever is the one that sings that song?
I don't even know.
Body hit the floor or whatever.
What is that, Slipknot? I don't know. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to pretend I know grunge metal.
When I heard that, I couldn't figure out what it was. I thought it was maybe one of those kids that are a little bit, I'm smart. I thought that may have been one of those.
I is smart.
One of those type of guys.
I is important.
You is smart. You is intelligent. You is kind. Whatever the hell they say.
I don't know.
I don't know what they say either. But anyway, I heard that on Big O and Dukes, and I had to bring it because it's just way too cute. So, boys, are we ready for the holiday season?
Yes, I am so ready to spend my holiday season alone.
What do you have planned? What do you have lined up for your holiday?
Well, most of my family's out of town this year, and I feel like Macaulay Culkin because none of them invited me.
It's Nick and DT
so
holiday.
I will be at home all alone.
All alone. Nah, you can't be all alone on a holiday.
I'm gonna be all alone in my house on Christmas, probably sleeping.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
No, there's no way.
Yeah. And you know what?
You can come to my house.
No, I'm good. I'm completely fine with being all alone.
No, see, that right there I call shenanigans on. You turned that invitation down way too quick. That means you got something lined up that you don't want to tell us. You don't want to share it on the show.
No, I'm dead serious.
Why would you want to be alone for Christmas? That is absolutely insane. That's like the bodies hit the floor.
Well, first off, I don't want to go to other people's house for Christmas.
It's me. I will kick my family out, tell them to beat cheeks, pound into sand, and it'll just be me and you and the turkey.
I don't really like Christmas because...
Oh, my God. Are you serious right now?
He's Jewish.
Yes, I'm dead serious.
Why don't you like Christmas?
I don't get Christmas gifts anymore. I am
30. You're 40 years old. What do you want? A train set and a tractor?
I'm 35, and I still want my Oscar Mayer weenie whistle, okay?
Oh, God.
All right.
This is the kid that, come on, you have everything going for you in life. What is your problem?
No one loves me.
Oh, God.
Hoppo beats me.
You told Hoppo to beat me.
I spot a lot. I love Hoppo. I do, but I kill him dead. I kill him dead. If he ever lived.
All my life I had to fight.
But not in my own home.
Not in my own home. You can't be serious that you're gonna.
No,
be
I'm
alone
gonna.
For
I'm gonna.
Holidays.
I'm gonna sleep. I'm gonna sleep because, look, my nieces and all them, they're gonna get all the presents. My cousin's gonna get all the presents from my grandmother. Like everybody else besides me is gonna get all these presents, and like I feel awkward sitting there watching people. Like I get like that one card.
Yeah, that's all we get. Once you hit.
No, my cousins are the same age. My sister and my cousins, they're same age as me. And they're all going to get presents.
No.
I kid you not.
So what, you don't like Christmas because you don't get gifts anymore?
No, I don't like Christmas because I don't like standing there pretending to be super happy for everyone else's gifts when I didn't get nothing. No. Am I allowed to say that word?
No. Well, you can say sh nothing all you want, but okay. You can't say the sh.
You can't sh.
In between the nothing.
Okay.
But you can say sh nothing all you want.
I get sh nothing. And I don't want to put on this fake smile of like, yes, I'm super happy that you got everything you wished for and I got tube socks.
Tube socks.
Have you told anybody what you wish for? Or what you're wishing for?
Yes.
And they still fail you in that?
Yes.
So that just makes you just...
All I want for Christmas is two fat bitches and two bags of Doritos to feed the fat bitches. That's all I want.
Jesus. All he wants for Christmas is two fat bitches. All right, folks, let's take a quick break right here. And you know what? On that, on the other side of this break, let's go ahead and air out our Christmas wish. And I also have a mandate for all of our listeners. We'll be right back after this.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
All right, folks, welcome back to Philippians is Christmas.
Thank you.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
Oh, I've never been turned on so much.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
With no toys.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
You didn't give me what I want.
Wish you a Merry Christmas.
From the bottom of my throne.
I still want gifts from 35.
Wish you a Merry Christmas.
I'm not celebrating Christmas. My family can kiss my ass.
And they'll lick the turkey balls.
Turkeys don't have balls. I want
under
my
chin
presents.
They do.
Someone give me presents.
Feliz Navidad.
We gotta
you
do
made
things,
me
Lord.
Snore.
Feliz Navidad.
I want my presents.
Feliz Navidad.
Wake to me myself. From.
Stop stepping on the joke. Damn it! This portion of the show is brought to you by Halo Sig. I can't stand him.
This part of the show is brought to you by Halo Sigs.
Halo Sigs!
Yeah!
Even though, don't be like DT and don't get what you want for Christmas so you just punch down on the holiday. Get yourself what you want, when you need it, how you want it, and you cannot have to act surprised when you get your Halo 6 from fatguyradioshow.com/Halo 6. Your surprise will be genuine. Don't be like DT's family and mother effing instead of the kids. Get the Halo 6 at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo 6. I'm sure they're going to appreciate this spot. American quality premium e-liquid, all made in America. Halo 6. There's many things you can be putting in your mouth like tube socks. Don't do that. Get yourself a Halo 6.
Oh, yeah. Come on, DT.
Halo 6. Way better than tube socks.
Halo 6. Better than tube socks. Could there be a worse gift other than tube socks?
I feel like warm your seat in the morning.
Tube socks is the best. Tube socks is the worldwide symbol for Christmas. F-U. You want to say F-U to somebody? Buy them a pack of tube socks.
And you know why? It's because like you, it takes no effort. No thought goes into tube socks. First of all, when you buy a pack of tube socks, they come 6 in a bag. Sizes. They say they fit any size from 6.
To 100.
To 12. So, like, you buy, and they come in those kind of size range. They come 0 to 6,
6 to 12,
13 to, like, what?
Shaq.
13 to 19.
Shaq.
So, it's like, you just buy it, and you can automatically tell, oh, yeah, they're going to fit. Either they're going to ride a super long tube, or they're going to be short tube.
Can we not agree that tube socks is the biggest Christmas FU?
It is. Tube socks is the equivalent to Santa giving you a lump of coal.
Yeah, I'd rather get the lump of coal because at least I can sit on it and turn it into a diamond.
Or at least I can set it on fire and start a barbecue.
I can warm myself up, but tube socks, what the hell can I do with tube socks other than put some nickels in it and beat the hell out of the person that gave you tube socks?
Put a soap bar in there.
You want to ruin somebody's holiday Christmas spirit? You give them a pack of tube socks. Why the hell did you think when you went to Walmart, the mother effers was $3.99 for 12 dozen?
You know what? I am going to celebrate Christmas with my family this year. They're all getting tube socks.
Tube socks! Wonderful time. That is the biggest thing ever. And you know what? It's tube socks are so misleading when you're a kid. This is so not where we wanted to go. But tube socks is misleading when you're a kid because it's a big package.
Yes.
And you see that big package under the tree with your name on it, and you're like, that has gotta be that Mighty Morphin Power Ranger, or that has gotta be it has to be one of those Thundercats. You know, you get really excited for that, and then you grab that gift, and your mom or your dad hands it to you, and it's squishy. Oh. You might as well just get the hell up and go back upstairs, because your Christmas was effed up.
No. Yes.
They just mother effed your Christmas.
As a kid, I used to hate Christmas because we got presents, but all the presents we got were clothes. Like, I remember I used to have to pretend every year, I got a set of pajamas.
No.
Yes. And you know what's funny? Is all year long, I never wore said pajamas. I had like over 20 pairs of pajamas in my pajama drawer. I had a whole pajama drawer.
Yeah.
And I never wore them. I wore basketball shorts or my underwear.
That's a good look.
And
give us some Christmas music, Philip, is in the background.
And
talking Christmas here.
I always wondered if my aunts and uncles and my grandmother realized I just don't like the pajamas.
But you know what? I'm a little different on that. I wanted pajamas because I was a fat roly-poly chocolate summer my monkey when I was a little kid. They could never find the cute pajamas that fit me. So
why didn't I just give you a nightgown? So
perfect cute. Yeah. Hey, what you got on, Corey? My Christmas nightgown. Christmas nightgown. Can you just see me? I forget to put my underwear on. And I just saddle up to the Christmas tree, legs spread wide open. Christmas dingleberries just everywhere. My little Christmas milk duds. My little Christmas milk duds and twig. My little Christmas milk dud and twigs just out there for all to see. Merry Christmas, everybody. This is what you get for getting me tube socks last year.
Oh man, that's crazy.
So I have my Christmas nightgown on.
Chris. Oh man.
But I love the pajamas, and even till this day, if I could fit them, I would totally order myself a pair of the adult footy pajamas, dude.
Oh,
those were amazing when you were little.
I used to love those ones.
The footy pajamas?
Yeah.
The ones that had the zipper that would start from the crotch and would end over your shoulder?
Yes. Yeah. You know now
the bomb.com.
Slide across the floor.
Those are the bomb.com. I couldn't wait to put those on in the morning.
They have those now with hoods.
Yeah, but don't sleep in them things because you will sweat 5 pounds. you will lose
pounds. Nowadays, I wouldn't mind getting clothes for...
Nah, because clothes is expensive because we're so damn big.
Yeah, but as a kid, give me the toys.
Now listen, parents, listen to me. This is your boy, Corey, but I'm going to help you out. Get that Fire HD thing that Philippius was talking about at the top of the show.
It's real.
Don't buy... Damn it.
It's real.
It's real.
It's real.
It's not fake.
It's real.
There's going to be something in the box when you order it. Philippius guarantees it.
Not no tube socks.
Not no tube socks. Get your kids toys. If you want to buy them clothes for Thanksgiving. Get them clothes when they don't expect it. Don't put clothes under the tree unless it's like a really big special item.
Now,
like a jacket or a jacket of their favorite pop star that's got five weekends of summer or whatever the hell that group name is.
Now, if you want to be a jerk, this is what you can do.
Yeah.
You want to be a cool jerky parent?
If you want to be a Christmas jerky parent.
You buy them that Fire HD kid tablet.
Yeah.
You take it all out of the box. You put a pack of tube socks in the box. Then you give it to them. They think they have the tablet. Then they get two socks. Then they're all mad. And then you bring out the tablet, and now you look like Superman.
Oh, or no, Superwoman. Okay, that's the worst. My dad was notorious for that as a kid. He would take the actual gift out of the box, put clothes in it, and present it to you, and you open it up, and you see, oh, it's the latest Transformers. Ah, I'm so happy. I'm jumping up and down in my Christmas gown. Then you open it up, and you rip it up, and it's a sweater. It's a freaking sweater. And then Dad is like, cheesing from ear to ear. Oh, I got you, son. I can't tell you how many times I want to just punch my dad in the balls because I'm like, this is a messed up trick. I don't want that ugly ass sweater that Grandma is knitting. I saw Grandma making that sweater 3 months ago. How did you not know that? I know you didn't buy that out the stove. One arm is shorter than the other.
No, my dad was even worse than that. My dad would do the whole my dad used to was notorious for me stocking caps.
Okay.
The little skull caps.
Yeah, little skull caps. Keep your skull caps.
So I used to get skull caps, right? He'll put them in one box, wrap that up. Then he'll put that box in a slightly bigger box. And then there would be like six or seven boxes where the biggest box is like... it's the size of Wally.
Size of Wally, a good 3 feet
and
off the ground.
Every box inside each box is wrapped. So you have to unwrap the big box, then you have to unwrap the smaller box, the Russian dolls, all the way until you get to this night, the little skull cap.
Okay, that is okay. That is okay to do once. Don't do that every year.
You can't go to the well too many times.
No, that well dries up real quick after you do it once. Or here's the other thing. My dad has done this before, and I'm going to admit it, I've done it as well. You get a cartoon-sized box, and you put bricks in the bottom of it, and then you suspend like a Christmas card in the middle of the box, so when they lift the box up, it's got some heft to it, and it looks big, but then when they rip it open, it ain't nothing but a Christmas card hanging in the middle of it. That's another
With a million-dollar gift card?
No, it ain't a million-dollar gift card. It's a Christmas card. Ain't no gift card attached to it. It's just a Christmas card that says... Merry Christmas.
You know what? I did give my friend a box of Mexican Coke.
No, I'm all good with that.
Because she likes Coca-Cola.
Those are helpful gifts. You get gifts that take a little thought.
So I got her a six-pack, right? But instead of like just bringing it to her, I put it in a box. But I filled the box up halfway with like some heavy items. Okay. It wasn't bricks. It was rocks.
Oh, rocks.
But
he gave her a Christmas rock.
But I put them so they wouldn't move and jiggle.
Yeah.
I put the stuff in and then the Coke in, and then I put newspaper all around it so that the Coke bottles wouldn't break.
Yeah, you don't want the bottles to break. Absolutely.
So she thought she was getting like this big gift, but then she was even happier when it was a six pack.
So why don't we do it right now? Let's put it out there. What do we want for Christmas? What is our Christmas wish? Real, fake, or indifferent, whatever. You can
write
it for it. What do we want for Christmas? Felicitas, let's go with you first because I know it's going to be quick. What would you want for your Christmas wish? One item only. No matter of fact, let me rephrase that question. You know what, boys? We give and we give and we give on this show, right?
Yes.
P.O. Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080 is the mailing address for BDB Radio Network. If you would like to give us a Christmas wish, send it to P.O. Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080. Am I hitting you up for gifts? Yes. We don't make a salary here. We don't pull any money here. Matter of fact, this show costs us money. We have to pay to get in the building sometimes.
Yes.
If you want to send your favorite internet radio family, you can send a gift to the Fat Guy Radio Show cast, all of us that we can fight over, or you can send us individual gifts. Yes, I am having my handout for ye to send us Christmas gifts. Thank you, DT. P.O. Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080. That is our actual real BDB Radio Network mailing address. You can send it there. Address of the BDB Radio Network, Fat Guy Radio Show, begs for gifts. P.O. Box 41506. So, Philippius, what would be your Christmas wish? Throw it out there. What do you want for Christmas?
Well, I need a new producer.
So
that's
do
one
I.
of the things.
So do I. Knock on wood.
I guess I need a watch because I don't know how to tell time no more.
Yeah, you need a watch. There's one on your phone.
That's not a watch. Oh, it's a clock.
Don't it tell time?
No. It's wrong all the time.
Even a broke clock is right two times a day. Why is that funny? It's true.
Oh.
Even a broke clock. All right, DT. Philippians wants a watch. DT.
All right. So, you have three possible items you can get me.
Did I say one? Is that with three?
I want three.
That's why your camera got a delay on it. Go.
I know it does. You okay. So, the first one is you can give me a Star Wars green ugly Christmas sweater.
Yeah.
All right. Or you don't even have to be green. It can be any color you want.
Star Wars ugly Christmas sweater for DT.
Two. There's this R2-D2 car charger with USB port. Like, it beeps and whistles in your cup holder. That thing is freaking amazing. Okay. I love it.
All right.
And three, you have to look online for them, but there is this set of metal paintings with all the Star Wars characters. I want it. I want it. I want it. Just so you know, I want it.
P.O. Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080.
And if you want to buy me a car, that's too cool, too.
Good Lord, you just went right for the gusto.
I'm just saying.
You went right for it, right?
I'm just saying. Hey, if you're going to send me a car, P.O. Box
41506, you can't mail a car to P.O. Box 41506.
You can mail the keys, though.
Hey, we send the interns to pick up the mail. You ain't getting that car.
I'll get the car. Don't worry. I know intern, the former intern that came back as an intern.
And then he left again.
And then he's back again.
He punched out. He mother effed us once again. I have my Christmas wish.
What is it?
I want one of those drones.
What drones?
Oh. One of those flying drones.
Oh.
Not one of those cheap little $39.99 ones.
You want one
of
those
I want
Army
one
grades.
Of those drones.
Like a $100 one?
I need you to drop a couple of good.
With the GoPro one?
I need a couple of GER dropped on that drone. I want one of those drones with the camera that I can control with my iPad.
That'd be tight. Like the one we saw at that Miracle concert?
Yes. Not that one. That one's just way too big. But well, one similar. I want to be able to fly it around the studio here, and I want to be able to fly it around the studio outside. I want to be able to feed into the Ustream so we can see what's going on outside when somebody's trying to mess with our cars.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want a drone. I don't want no big car. I don't want no watch, even though I got one on my phone.
This is right, at least two
I want a
day.
Drone. And I want one more thing. Are we up on a break?
Yes.
All right, let's get ready to go to break here, and I'll give you my one last thing. And then when we come back, we'll talk about the 10 most fascinating people, according to Barbara Walters. I want one final thing for Christmas. I would like DT. All right. We're having a moment. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Here's DT to sing for you.
For Christmas.
We'll be right back.
That is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own. More than you could ever know. Make my wish come.
Alright, folks, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by STDCheck.com. Folks, the new year is right around the corner, and health is going to be on the forefront of everybody's mind. STDCheck.com comes when it comes to your sexual health. There's no joking about it. STDCheck is the industry-leading online STD testing provider. Fast, private, and affordable STD lab testing. 100% confidential STD testing. 5-minute testing. Get results in 1 to 2 days. All tests are FDA approved. Same day testing also available, and they offer over 4,000 testing centers nationwide. Take your health seriously. Get tested. If you don't know, find out. STDCheck.com through the STD Check banner on our website or directly at fatguyradioshow.com/STDCheck. STD check. FatGuyRadioShow.com. Get it on it now. Start the season off right. Oh, boys, welcome back to the show. Whoa. I never got to the fact that I broke in my house last weekend.
You broke into your house last weekend?
What? I broke into my house last weekend.
What?
I'm an absolute complete idiot. I really am an absolute complete idiot. And I'll try to sum this up real quick because I want to get to the 10 most fascinating people. And this new the interview movie, if we get to that. P.O. Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080. I broke into my house last weekend. D.T., you offered at last week after the show. You said, hey, I'll come back to my house, and I was going to give you my cylinder of grits.
Yes.
Which we still ended up leaving the grits there because we went back. Philippius ended up following us back to my house as well. And you guys watched, I think it was like a fight that was going on in downtown Phoenix, and you guys pulled that up on my cartoon-sized television, and you guys were just chilling out watching the fight. This is literally how it played out. The boys, Philippius and Dite, were camped out on the couch, feet up, kicked back, stomachs full, because we just left the fillet of chicken where we learned they offer chicken, and we come back to the house, and it was real chicken. They get on the couch, they eat, they stretch out. Philippius, you know, undoes the top button. Basically, they were manning it up on the couch like men do. There's a fight on the TV. Everybody was gawking about who was going to win, who wasn't going to win. That's what was going on with Philippius and Dite. I run up the stairs, put on my Christmas gown, come back downstairs and start decorating.
Yes. Wow.
Didn't That's even true. Pay attention to no, what was going on
didn't.
TV.
He didn't.
Didn't pay attention. I started decorating because my mother has mandated that I'm going to host Christmas, and I hadn't been feeling any of my Christmas spirit because a whole lot of stuff that's been going on. But after that phone call, I pretty much got my Christmas spirit and my Christmas mojo going because mama said she's a-coming and so's the family. So I've got to get my house ready, get all the decorations up. And the decorations in my house are not simple. Boys, you saw it.
They're elaborate.
They're very elaborate, and it's like I'm now less than 8 days away, 9 days, 7 days away from Christmas, and I'm not even anywhere close to being done. And I still have to plan. I still have to grocery shop. I'm leaving the studio today, Saturday, leaving the studio, going straight from here to the grocery store after I take DT and Mocha around the town, going straight DJ to the grocery store, DT and Mocha.
It's two people.
If you knew the parts of him that I know, you'd believe that there are two people.
Like the chocolate chip?
Yeah. So we capped out on the couch. Philippius eventually got bored with being our friend. DT just DT nap, which is now just the DT mother F you nap. It's basically when he falls asleep now, it's like, I am done entertaining you. So I'm there. I'm hanging a tinsel. I'm chestnuts roasting on an open fire. You know what I mean? Jack Frost is nipping at my nose. Everything's going on. I turn around. DT sleep. Philippius then beat cheeks. And then it's just me and the MMA fighters on the TV, and I don't know what's going on. All I saw were a whole lot of sweaty men. So after I was done treating myself like an amusement park, I went back to putting the tree together. And then I finally said, okay, DT, you got to get out of the house or there is going to be something bad happens because nothing good happens after midnight.
No.
So I wake DT up. He rolls out. He wakes up in what I can only classify as a death, flight, or fight or flight panic. He gets up. He jumps up off the couch because out of a dead sleep, and I'm gently waking him up. I'm like, DT, Mocha. Mocha Mocha, it's time to go. Mocha Mocha, it's late. You know, I don't want you to, you know, he could have stayed all night, but God knows what would have happened. God knows what would have happened.
I was tired, too.
He was tired, and it's Philippius. I didn't even know he left. I looked up, no Philippius. All I heard was car wheels screeching and mariachi music, and he was out. He was out 5,000. It was like INS was at the back door. He was gone. So it's me and Dite. Dite wakes up. I'm like, hey, Mocha, you ready to go? You know, I give you a ride home. You ready to go? And then, you know, this is all the way up on iPad here. And then Mocha opens up his eyes, looks that it's me, looks that he's still in my house. And there he was, and he was in the car. So I'm thinking, okay, he either wants to get back to sleep or something wants to happen. So I just follow him out to the car. I do it too, you know. I run to the car, get in the car. You know, my car I had the key fob because, you know, they don't have keys. Yeah. Get in the car, key fob, jump in the car, boop, beat cheeks up the highway. He falls asleep. I'm staring at the road. Ain't got nobody to talk to. Lonely, feeling empty. Get him to the house. He sees that we're in front of his house. Don't say goodbye. Don't say nothing. Didn't even close the door when he got out the car. So I get back. I get back to my house. I pull up, hit the garage clicker. Garage door opens up. I pull on in. I ease on into the garage, you know. Garage door closes down. And I walk over to my garage door, realize the door is locked.
You know what? I find that hilarious. Because you are the only person I know who gets locked out of your house with a garage. Because every person I know who has a garage
never locks the door.
The garage door is always unlocked.
And earlier, when we got to the house from the filet of chick, you said, why do you lock your garage door? And I always lock my garage door. So since I've had my house, and I'm going to share this now because it no longer exists. I said, okay, if I ever get locked out of my house, I'm going to have an emergency window. Meaning it's going to be one window that's very inconspicuous, that probably has some outside furniture in front of it, that probably has some furniture in front of it on the inside. So if somebody does discover that it's unlocked, it'd be challenging for them to get through. But I mean, I know if somebody wants to get into the house, somebody's going to get into the house, whether the window is locked or unlocked.
Yes.
So I'm like, okay, I'm in my garage. It just was raining Saturday. So all the ground is muddy. And I'm like, okay, I don't have my keys. Philippius has a set of keys to my house. Even Dite has a set of keys to my house, believe it or not, because I'm lonely and I thought giving them keys would encourage them to come over more. And it's actually worked against me. They stay further away. So the closest person to me with a key would have been Philippius, and he is still 25 minutes away.
Yes.
After I drop Dite off and I get back home, it's 11:30 at night. Philippius, I don't know how he disappeared, where he is. I didn't know if he was out beating a girl, choking a girl, rolling tamales, or sleep, or whatever he was doing. I have no clue. So I decided not to call him. I said, I'm going to go through my emergency window. So I get myself up. I get my mojo going. I have to traipse down the muddy side of my house in the dark. I'm using my phone as a flashlight. Get to the back window, move the furniture from in front of the back window, and then I put my hands on the glass of the window, and I just push up a little bit, and the window doesn't move. I'm thinking, okay, this should just be really, really easy. You know, it's a window. Just slide it up.
Yeah.
So I give it a little bit more pressure, and I push the window up. Window didn't move. So I look up, I take my phone, I put it up there, I look to see if the lock is latched or not. It's unlatched. It's doing what it's supposed to do, but it's not opening. So I give it a little bit more of a pressure, and then right in my hands, the window just shatters.
Ouch.
You know why, right?
I know why.
King Kong over here. I don't have to put a lot of pressure because I'm King Kong.
Yeah.
Kong raised window.
No.
Nothing.
No.
Nothing.
Philippius, tell him why, because you know the window, but you didn't know it was the secret window to get in. Tell him why the window shattered.
Well, one day I was in his backyard, and I was mowing.
Yes.
And for some reason, he had a rock in his grass, which flung up and hit the window.
So there was a very small chip in the window.
It didn't break it all. It's like very little, like almost like when you get a chip in your car windshield.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
surprised it didn't eat the chip.
I dipped the chip in the grass clippings.
It was a nacho cheese, so.
Yeah, so it was nachos.
Oh.
So I looked at, I didn't realize that the window was, it was dark, it was raining, it was wet. I just slid it and just bam. I still have a Band-Aid on my hand from where the worst cut hit.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yes, I have a SpongeBob SquarePants Band-Aid on my hand. Isn't that cool? You know
he's
why?
He's screaming,
ouch.
Because, why do you have SpongeBob?
Because I'm an idiot, and they gave me tube socks for Christmas. So, the window shatters, and the first thing that goes through my mind when the window shatters, there's going to be bugs flying in my house. I was not prepared for a window to break. I was not prepared to seal a window. I had no clue what was going on. But luckily, I had a True Value Hardware up the street. I got to give a shout out to John and Scotty at True Value Hardware because they laughed at me when they heard the whole story on how I broke into my own house. And there was blood all over.
There was blood everywhere.
We had a network meeting at my house the next day, that Sunday, You guys saw all the blood that was all over my white blinds,
yeah,
all over the tile. I bled everywhere.
It was bad.
My hands were cut up. I had band-aids on almost every finger.
Honestly,
an idiot.
If you saw the scene in his house, it looked like one or two things happened. Either a mass murder massacre happened.
Yes.
Or someone spilled a pot of spaghetti sauce.
That is exactly what it
either
is.
Either or could have happened in Corey's kitchen.
And they took the spaghetti, the wet noodles, they dipped it in the sauce, and then they flung it around like this here, and that's what was happening. Before we
the
go to break.
Helicopter effect?
Yeah, before we go to break, this breaking news, whenever it feels like breaking, this just in. DT, you looking fine as hell today, boy!
My mind's telling me no, but my body's telling me yes.
All right, let's go to break here. We might go a little long. It's Christmas, Philippia, so we'll take an extra 2 minutes here. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. Merry Christmas, everybody. It's FatGuyRadioShow.com. All right, folks, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Stitcher Radio. Stitcher Radio, the better way to radio. DT, tell them how great Stitcher Radio really is. You can stream and download right to your phone. Tell them.
Hey, Stitcher is so great. You can stream and download it straight to your phone. You want to update it all the time? Stitcher does it for you. All you got to do is click and play and listen to Stitcher. You can listen to Full Court Press Radio or Fat Guy Radio Show all the time on your smartphone, your tablets, any device with apps. Just get the Stitcher app and get it now.
And get it at FatGuyRadioShow.com/StitcherRadio. All right, boys, let's do this kind of quickly. You know how much I love lists. We made that up, but I had to fix my camera shot.
Yes.
That was pretty good. I shouldn't have revealed it. I should have kept it. I can't hold my nut.
You can't.
My chestnuts are roasting on an open fire. It's Christmas.
Yes, it is.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
All right. So
I got an answer for
Barbara Walters released a list called the Top Fascinating People of 2014. I want to know if we agree with the top most fascinating people of the year.
Okay.
I got the list right here. So, Philippians, give us a little holiday music in the background as we kind of run through this list. All right, here's they're in no particular order. Neil Patrick Harris.
Nice. I agree.
You agree with he's fascinating in 2014?
He is fascinating because he plays a straight guy on How I Met Your Mother, and he's gay. But he makes it seem like you watch How
but
I Met Your Mother.
But he's been straight the whole time when he was even Doogie Howser, so why would that even be fascinating?
No, he's gay in real life.
I know, but he's always played straight.
Exactly.
Oh, so that is fascinating.
Yeah.
All right, Philippians, do you think he's fascinating or not fascinating, or you just don't know who he is?
I just think he's gay.
All right, very good, Philippians. Taylor Swift, fascinating or not fascinating?
I mean, she's hot as heck.
But for 2014, dude, she mother-effed Spotify and still had the biggest selling album of the year after mother-effing one of the largest.
It's because her legs are abnormally long, which makes her look like a giraffe, and it's freaking exotic and sexy.
That's true. Taylor Swift.
I want to climb that giraffe.
You want to climb that?
Yeah.
That's a tall drink of water.
Oh, yeah.
And your boy's kind of thirsty.
Very thirsty.
I'm really jealous about that. Taylor Swift, Philippians, fascinating or not
sure.
Fascinating?
Yeah.
Philippians doesn't know who she is.
She's white.
Amal Clooney, George Clooney's wife.
I have no idea who that is.
Okay, well, let me give you a little background. Number one, she's 7,000 years old and she looks amazing. She is holding it together. She is definitely keeping it tight. DT is going to go with non-fascinating, I assume.
Yes.
Do you know who she is, Philippians?
No.
Did she play Batgirl?
No.
Oh, then never mind.
All right, so she's Amal Clooney. I'm sorry, you're not fascinating. All right, Oprah Winfrey. I'm going to go ahead and take this one for you. No, on Oprah, she's played out. I'm very happy that she finally got the O Network to be successful. That's great, but Oprah has had her moment in the sun. It's time for her to make somebody else's light shine. Oprah was not fascinated in 2014. I don't remember her doing anything fascinating.
Did she buy another school in Africa?
Probably. When we need four schools in America.
You get a school in Africa. You get a school in Africa. You get a school in Africa. We all get schools in Africa.
Yeah. Michael Strahan. made the list of the most.
Why?
Because he's got a gap. I don't know.
He got a gap bigger than a Mississippi Trench.
I mean, that the gap, yeah. the Grand Canyon's on the other line. They're pissed off in Michael Strahan's gap.
His gap is bigger than the Continental Divide.
I got Angelina Jolie's crotch on the line. They're jealous of Michael Strahan's gap.
His gap's bigger than Lisa Lampanelli's cooter. Cooter.
I got Scottsdale Fashion Square on the line. I'm getting transferred over to the Gap store. They're jealous of Michael Strahan's gap.
His gap is bigger than the Song Dynasty.
Michael Strahan, not fascinated in 2014. What does he do?
Nothing.
He is the luck. He should be on the top luckiest man on the world. All he has to do is sit on morning television and play off of Kelly Ripa, who needs a sandwich.
What? She's still hot.
That's just too wafer thin, bro. She's funny and she's cute, but she's not hot. That's too much. She needs to eat a sandwich.
Quick question.
Yes.
Is Jennifer Aniston on that list?
Next on the list is Chelsea Handler. Fascinating or not fascinating?
Well, she did. She posted up a butt pic after that Kim butt pic.
She did.
So
and
I give her that.
And she mother effed one of the networks and jumped over and is taking her show to Netflix.
Wow.
She's one of the first big stars to actually do that.
So she's strictly on Netflix now?
She's a Netflix chick.
Nice.
Yeah, so we're going to see how that's
Netflix is coming up.
They are coming up, so I got to agree with her on being a little fascinated in 2014.
Yeah, I'll give her that.
David Koch.
Who's that?
He is one of the brothers, one of the Koch brothers from the Coca-Cola empire.
What did he do?
I don't know.
He put names on cans?
I guess he did.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Sorry, David. Scarlett Johansson.
She is hot as heck.
That doesn't make her fascinating.
I didn't say she was fascinating. I just said she's hot as heck.
I need you to think with your other head right now, please.
Well, both heads say they would do her, and one head says not fascinating.
Cannot headbutt and headbutt.
Double head
Scarlett
punch.
Johansson.
Okay.
Jesus, she just
not fascinating. She didn't do anything this year.
You need to keep it in your Christmas sock.
She did have that movie Lucy, didn't she?
I think so. That came out in 2014, right?
That was cool.
I think so.
I think it was cool.
I don't think she was fascinating because she's not on my radar.
No.
No? Okay. Elon Musk.
Musk what?
Did he create Musk cologne?
You guys are both rubes. Elon Musk is the super light rail car that could get you from LA to New York. He was from Northern California to Southern California.
So it's not even a person. It's a car.
No, Elon Musk is a person, but he also developed the Tesla, the $750,000 overpriced all electric car.
Yeah.
And now you know what he's doing? He's heading up. He has been greenlit to head up the first commuter spaceship. He wants to colonize Mars.
Wow.
Am I the only one geeking out on this one?
Yes.
Yeah, not interesting.
All right, so I'll give him a buzz because the majority rules. All right, this one is where you might geek out here. George R.R. Martin. Nothing?
I know who that is.
You've got to know who
that
it is.
That is the author, creator of Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Yeah, he is very interesting. He is very interesting.
Just like you guys felt about Elon Musk, I don't know nothing about George R.R. Martin.
Game other of than Thrones, the fact Ned
that he
Stark.
Only needs one R in his middle name.
No, it's George Regal Reginald.
Martin.
George Regal Reginald.
Original. I'm not familiar with him, but I know what the big buzz is. Everybody's worried that he's fat and he's
Dragons.
Old and he's not gonna finish the trilogy.
Dragons.
He's not. Are you worried? Are
Dragons.
You? Are you in on that? Where you're not worried that he's gonna die before he finishes
he's
the books?
He's not gonna die. The books are done.
No, he's gonna die.
The books are gonna be.
Him and J.K. Rowling are gonna die together. Harry Potter is gonna get killed by
did
a throne.
You know, no, did you know they're doing like another little miniseries
on
Harry Potter?
Oh my god, I have untapped the weirdest thing on the planet with you.
There's like a little sub Harry Potter thing at Potter World.
Oh, that's so weird.
Check it out.
That's our top fascinating people of 2014.
That was all 10?
That was all 10.
I'm surprised. Who else should be on there? There should be some honorable mentions and some.
Okay, some honorable mentions of the top fascinating people. It's Christmas, everybody. Honorable mentions by DT.
George Lucas.
You so cute.
And J.J. Abrams.
Really?
Because they just came out with that amazing Star Wars trailer.
December 18th, 2015. Oh my gosh, I can't wait. J.J. Abrams, no lens flares, please.
I'm geeking out. Like, the trailer released like last month.
Uh-huh.
Like the day after Thanksgiving, or Thanksgiving Day, I want to say. Either Thanksgiving Day or the day after Thanksgiving. And since then, I've watched it like over 2 million times.
Mute this track, pull it, Biff.
I can't confirm nor deny if I whacked off to it.
Bring the track down, bring this up.
It was pretty awesome.
All right. Not really? Online.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes, it was pretty awesome. Even the new lightsaber with the crossbars is pretty awesome.
The new lightsaber with the crossbars.
Yep.
There has been an awakening. Have you felt it?
He is geek.
That's the black guy. That was a droid with the baseball. That's the girl shining on the giant. No, that's the droid with the ball. Now there's a girl on a giant speeder that looks like a Magnum ice cream bar.
It does, actually.
Yeah. That's the X-Wings over the water.
And that's silence.
Yeah. Now you see a dude walking in a forest. He just unleashed a lightsaber with the crossbars! Here comes Millennium Falcon! That's the Millennium Falcon! The Millennium Falcon! Millennium Falcon is my shiznit! Oh, man. Oh
my gosh.
Oh man, that is.
You're gonna need a napkin. You're gonna need a paper towel. Just
needs a whole roll.
I need a Halo Cigs right now.
Yeah, you do. Gonna sit on it.
I'm vaping, baby.
What you need to do is just go ahead and grab that thing that's flying through the air there, because we gotta end the year with the last What the Hell is Corey Tweeting here with Star Wars D-Day. Oh, there it is.
All right. This I was waiting for the thing to come back to me.
He is playing the camera big time. Folks, if you're not watching this on Ustream, you got to go back and watch the replay on our exclusive Vimeo page. What the hell is Corey tweeting?
This week on What the Heck is Corey Tweeting?
That's me.
The real Corey Blaze at Corey Blaze. Tweeted out one day ago.
That was early.
Me thinks I figured out why old people are such bad drivers. Pound. Bad drivers. What the hell were you tweeting?
I figured it out.
What?
Figured out why old people are such bad drivers.
Why?
They have nothing else going on in their lives. No sex, no fun, no willingness to learn anything new. So when they're on the roads, they're distracted because they turn on their judgmental eye and they're just taking their focus off the road. I was driving down Scottsdale earlier this week and I saw this old lady damn near clip a fire hydrant and take a curb because she was staring at some young kids high-fiving and dancing on the side of the road. She was so engulfed in what the hell those kids were doing, she nearly wrecked her car, took out a fire hydrant, and she was old because she just looked like she had nothing else going on in her life. Her husband hasn't touched her dried-up old sand snatch in 30 years. So she is just, oh my God, they're dancing the hoochie-coochie out in public, and this grandma was distracted. Not only that, I turn the corner, I go around, another grandma and grandpa too busy. She's driving, she's popping on Earl's shoulder saying, "Earl, look at what's going on over there." And it was two girls that were bosom and buxy jogging down the middle of Scottsdale and their boobs were bouncing. So she's in the car in the 1986 Plymouth and she's hitting Earl telling him to look. While she's doing that, her car is just slowly creeping over into the yellow lane and right into the opposite oncoming traffic. traffic. And then she's so old and her reaction time is so slow, it took her a whole exact slow movement to get back over into the right lane. Stopping traffic for 5 miles. They get distracted because there's nothing else going on in their lives.
Wow. See, I thought that you were going to take that a different way. I thought you were going to say they have nothing going on in their lives, so they just don't really care about how they drive.
No, they're not trying to kill themselves. They're trying to kill us because technology scares them. They're scared.
Oh, no, it's technology.
They are scared. P.O. Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080. All right, boys, I asked you this before the show. We'll end the show on this. Nominations for the most epic song of the year. We talked about the top fascinating people of the year. The most epic song of the year. Do you have a song that this year has just absolutely blown your socks off? Philippians, do you have one?
I actually don't have one.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't listen to enough music.
You know what? And I don't either, but this song, and you know, I agree with you, man. I don't listen to music radio. I really don't. I listen to talk radio all the time. So I can actually see why you don't have a song that, no song that you've heard has just stuck in your craw.
Not really.
All right. That's fair enough. Fair enough. Mocha?
My song?
Probably can't even play it on the air.
You can't play my song on the air, but we play it every time before we start the show. And it is by my homie.
You can give out the title.
He is my personal best friend, even though he's banging my wife, Ariana Grande, right now. Big Sean. And it's I Don't Mess With You. Mess being a replacement word for the F word. But that song has been the highlight of my life. I live by it. It's my personal mantra.
Really?
And I will be writing an everyone Christmas card when I give them their tube socks this year for Christmas. I don't mess with you.
Oh, no. All right. So what's the title of the song?
I don't mess with you. Except for the mess is a replacement for F.
Yeah. Is it a rap singer?
It is a rap singer.
That's why I don't know what it is.
And he says, little stupid. I don't give a what. I don't give a what. Geez, what?
You have to think so. Is it that bad?
It is. They have a radio part of it.
It goes, I don't mess with you. Little stupid.
I don't mess with you.
Little stupid. I don't mess with you. Got a million trillion things I'd rather do than to be messing with you.
Oh my
little
God.
Stupid. I don't really what. I don't really what.
Wow.
That's about it.
Don't give a what about you or anything that you do. Don't give a what about you or anything that you do.
All right, that's great. I have my most influential song of 2014. And it's the lyrics that got me on this song. And this song has actually charged me up to do research to what's behind it.
Okay.
I want to know what's behind it on this song. I have it queued up because we can actually air my song because it's not, I don't give a what, I don't give a what, I don't mess with Jews. Here's your tube socks.
Okay.
My lover's got humor.
Oh, this song is nice.
Take me to church.
This song is my song of 2014.
I'm not going to lie. I listen to this when I'm at work. Walk on my field by myself.
She's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak. Fresh poison each week.
And that's stupid. That's what happens when you use.
My lover's got humor. She's the giggle at a funeral.
I'm sorry, it was a YouTube clip.
Everybody's disapproved.
I got that song over here.
I love the song.
If the heavens ever did speak. She's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday.
Keep it queued up over there because we'll go out with it for Christmas. This song kills me.
You know, I heard this song.
It was one line that got me.
What line?
It's coming up in the chorus. Let's just hear a little bit. Just a little bit of it. I'll tell you when it hits it.
Alright, I think I already know.
I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be.
You think it was this? Well, I want to know what your guess is. What's your guess? The line that made this one of my favorite songs of the year.
Tell me your sins and I'll sharpen your knife.
Nope. Close though. It's two lines before that.
Amen. Amen.
Right here.
Take me to church.
Take me to church.
I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your lies.
Is it lies?
Of your lies. I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your lies.
Ooh, wow.
One of the reasons why I love Gavin DeGraw is because he is a lyricist. He has the ability to write the most epic song lyrics. Hoser got me with that one line. Take me to church. I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your lies.
Well, I mean, before he even hit that, in that first verse, he said his girl is like the giggle at a funeral. And then he said, if heaven ever spoke, that his girl was the last true mouthpiece.
Yeah. And then he says, give me the deathless death.
How do you die a deathless death?
That's all what religion is. A lot of religion just preaches deathless death. That is my song of the year.
If you guys want a good album of the year, if you like hip hop, the greatest album of this year, J. Cole, 2014, Forest Hill Drives.
Wow.
Awesome.
I love this song. Fade that out, Flip, is there. All right, find us. Santa Claus is coming to town over there, Flip, and we're going to go out to that instead of our normal thing. So while Philippius is getting that and D-Tay is getting ready to end the show, I know we went a little long. It's like almost an hour and 18-minute show, but I just want to take a quick time. You know, normally this part of the show is where I give a big year-end spill because this is our last show. You won't hear us again until the new year. And I give a big, huge recant and a emotional speech about, you know, how our year has been, and I'm just going to speak right from the heart for just a few minutes. It's been a rough year for BDB Radio Network and Fat Guy Radio Show and Full Court Press Radio, and 2015 definitely has a bright light surrounding our expectations of what's going to come in 2015 for the network. So we have had a lot of changes on this year with the onboarding of Jake and then the offboarding of Jake, and we love him for what he's done and how he came into the show, and then D-Tay, we got him from Full Court Press Radio. We've just been working his ass to death. And there's been, especially with my show, Fat Guy Radio Show, it's been a lot of ups and downs and changes and sponsors and so forth. But so it's been a very interesting 2014. But I will say this. All of you that listen to this show week after week for an hour, I really do appreciate that. I'm nobody. I sit in this cold, dark corner of BDB Radio Network, adjacent to companies that can run circles around us, and they'll bring you a show every week, and you are gracious enough to listen to it. And the majority of you are great. Well, not really the majority of you. Few of you are gracious enough to support our sponsors. No big deal about the ones that don't support our sponsors. The show is still available to you as well. But those of you that do support our sponsors, and then those of you that are really close, tight in the in crowd, the P1 crowd of Fat Guy Radio Show. And I'm talking about listener Gail, who, by the way, last week never did text me. So I think she has officially punched out. Listener Kay, that has just worked her way into the fabric of this show. And she communicates and interacts with the show. And that's what we want. We want more listeners like that. We want to double her by 100,000. And those of you that like us on Facebook, following us on Twitter, and follow me on Twitter, and follow Philippius on Twitter, even though he doesn't tweet, and those of you that follow D-Tay on Twitter and Instagram and all those other great things, those are amazing. So even if you don't spend money on the show, you at least interact with us in some way. But those of you that are in the P1 list, we love you. We really, really do. Bring more people on that are just like you. But 2014 goes out. We won't see you again until 2015, hopefully with a bigger and better show. So please know this, that I appreciate everything that you have done how you have embraced the show and the fact that you keep listening every week. Even when we don't have superior shows, you still listen and you come back. So I thank you and I wish you a happy Merry Christmas and a happy and safe New Year to all of you that are out there listening across the world. I really do appreciate it from my heart to your ears. Thank you for going along with us on this journey for 2014. Right? It's been a fun one, hasn't it, boys?
Oh, it has.
It's been a wild ride. We're going to get out of here, folks. Thank you so much. Happy holidays. Today's show was brought to you by Amazon. You guys know what time it is. I don't know where the Amazon bit is. Where's the Amazon commercial slate? I think I deleted it.
No, it's at the bottom.
Oh, there it is. It looks just like the Philippians one. I'm sorry. Philippians found the one that has all of the talking in the front of it, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to try to talk over it just a little bit. Because this is the live version. And, you know, Aretha Franklin doesn't have a Santa Claus that's coming to town or anything like that. You know what I mean?
Hey, this is the first one that popped up.
Yeah, take the first one. All right, folks. Today's show is brought to you by Amazon. It's never too late. Amazon has you covered even for that final hour unexpected guest gift. Amazon, always open at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Grab yourself the Philippians holiday gift pick of the week while you're there. Amazon, the number one way we power this show. Tell a friend.
Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. This program cannot be rebroadcast, reproduced, or distributed without the written consent of an authorized representative of BDB Radio Network.
For advertising on Fat Guy Radio Show, email info@bdbradionetwork.com.
Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram is where you can interact with the show. Search Fat Guy Radio Show, subscribe free on iTunes, and catch the live video replay on our exclusive Vimeo page.
I love how Philippians always has a little bit of a delay with
that. I know.
Have you noticed that?
It's always late.
I know. It's like we in DJ Vimeo, and then you listen for that bottom, and it comes in a few minutes later. It comes in. He comes in on Mio page.
That means mines.
Yeah, it does, mijo. For Philippians DT, I'm Corey Blaze saying skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Listen, like, and that laugh, everybody. See you at the top. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Buy some damn tube socks.
Tube socks.
Way to cut out the bed.
The best gift you can give yourself this holiday season is the gift of time. Hey now, hold on, wait a minute. Have you looked at our sponsors on fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors? Well, why don't you take your silly ass over there right now and have a gander. There is amazing deals only available to those that listen to fatguyradioshow.com. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell an enemy. fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors. Now the show's over. Wait a minute before you go.
Juan, you're running fast, though.